This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 601,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. and more than 2 million in Brazil. The two countries make up more than a third of the entire world's infections. The rising tide of new coronavirus continues to flood emergency rooms in parts of the United States. Health officials say the near-constant care COVID-19 patients require is overtaxing hospital staffs, who are also trying to treat more typical ER cases like chest pains, infections, and fractures. In Florida, hospitals say they're in desperate need of remdesivir, a medication that's been shown to shorten the average hospitalization time for coronavirus patients. But Governor Ron DeSantis says it's on the way. Florida reported to more than 10,000 new confirmed cases and 90 additional deaths Saturday. European Union leaders have extended their summit for an extra day on Sunday in the hope they are finally closing in on a deal for an unprecedented $1.85 trillion, or I should say trillion euro, EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund. Agreement appears still far off, but several key nations say negotiations are at least heading in the right direction, despite anxieties that are running high after months of battling the pandemic. The 27 leaders are debating how the huge sums should be spent and what strings should be attached. Austria's chancellor says the talks are tough, but adds that things are moving in the right direction. The EU executive has proposed a 750 billion euro fund of loans and grants to be sent to EU countries hardest hit by the pandemic. This is